Blog Talk Radio.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change.
Hey everybody, welcome to Patriot Family Chat. I am your co-host Linda, and we are brought to us by www.patriotfamilies.com. That's families with YS. Hey Rod, Bill, Yola. I know Bill's coming in a minute. I'm here in Oceanside. And he's our main host for today, and I know he's got a lot on his mind, so I know when he calls in, we'll pick him up right away. There is so much going on. And actually, in the chat room, we were let's see if I can bring that in. Hey, welcome, Mr. Bill.
How you doing, Linda?
Hanging in there.
Oh, what a day, what a day.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's everything in the last 2 days on this illegal immigration stuff. And, of course, the his ass holiness, as we have come to call it. I mean, it's so bad.
Well,
every time he opens his mouth, he lies through his teeth. He's evil.
The arrogance.
I know.
The conceit of this man. I would love to see a Minnesota multi-personality inventory on this man.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I could scale this and show America just how warped he is.
Oh, God. You know, do you know what Mark Levin used to call him on one of his shows? Because he kept comparing himself to Lincoln and Kennedy and FDR and all these people. He says, which one are we? He goes, I'll just call him Sybil.
That's it. Oh.
I know.
Let's be real. What he proposed today, you heard him talking about, he went beyond just the 11 million that they claim, and we all know that's a lie. We know that number is nowhere close to what it really is. It's going to be 20 million or more, and I'm being nice.
Yep, and I know.
When you add in that family reunification that Obama talked about, that allows each member to bring up to 256 extended family members.
Good God, that's insane.
If they each bring 10, and it did turn out to be 11, that would make it 110 million, 121, you know, million. Think about that, people. That is the instant collapse of our economy, the instant destruction of our culture. That is turning us beyond a third world poverty nation. We'll be the poorest nation on this earth.
Yeah, and that's what they want. I was reading something from, I think it was Facebook.
Well,
I got to go back and find it.
We know about the Agenda 21, Linda. I've been spreading this message for a while of what the agenda, what illegals meant to the agenda. And we're seeing that come to pass here, and it's the final destruction of our economy, the final destruction of our culture, and our defenses are going to be so weakened the way it is.
Yep.
And we see that the Second Amendment is a hindrance to Obama and his people because it gives us the ability to defend ourselves from the likes of them and others that would take control and try to dominate by crushing any opposition. You see that when they attack Fox News and Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, sure.
They hate the truth. They cannot stand the truth.
No, because it's going to get in their way of this globalism. In fact, the one I think Terry Kiley put up today, and it's very lengthy. I only got through a little bit of it, and it's all about the globalism and, you know, the Rockefeller and the Rand Corporation and all these people. It's hey, Doc, it's Linda here. I'm co-hosting for Bill and I, so that's where we're at. But, yeah, it's very frightening, and as we know, as we go back and look at what has transpired with everything Ron's taught us and everything we've done on our own, even prior to the 1800s, you know, when the global elites, they couldn't stand it that we had a free nation and that we had self-governance, and they have been after us ever since.
And, well, how many times have they passed an amnesty and said, this was it?
Yeah, right.
And why should we ever believe them? They are nothing
no.
but liars. They have
no.
never told the truth on it. John
That's
McCain
true.
Is a traitor.
Well,
when
yeah.
you, when you cater to those people who have illegally entered our country, you are aiding and abetting an illegal invasion.
Well, I think
that's
I mentioned
exactly what Obama has done and what he's pushing is an illegal
sure.
invasion.
Yes.
That's why he brought up family reunification. That's why he brought up the gay thing about if you got gay lovers in other countries and stuff. Yeah, he's trying to overwhelm a system to
sure.
crush it.
And what's weird is
they dance
yeah.
around behind him and smile. And I'll be honest, if illegals had a clue, if they had any kind of intelligence, they would be asking themselves, Obama's been president and others in the past have been president, but what has any one of them done in the South American countries to bring about change and opportunity and freedoms and liberties there in those countries for their people?
No.
Not squat.
No, and the problem is...
But you want to bring them here to exploit them.
Well, the problem is these people, I would say the vast majority of, you know, all the people from Guatemala that come in, the people from wherever they're coming from, they come from Cuba, they come from the inner parts of Mexico, all through Mexico, the border portions.
But the solution, Linda, lies with them being able to diagnose what causes the fluctuation, what causes them to flee to here. And it's what they lack in their own countries that cause them to flee to here.
Well, instead of dealing with these governments on the same level that they're saying they're dealing with the Middle East, which is all smoke and mirrors as far as I'm concerned, they're running guns everywhere. Instead of dealing with, you know, the drug cartels, the huge corruptness of the Mexican government, no, they won't do that. But they'll have Fast and Furious so that they can take our guns away and make that, which blew up in their faces. Benghazi blew up in their faces. Now we've got Syria going on. We've got things that just boggle the mind. Absolutely boggle the mind.
I want to boggle the mind a little bit. Explain something to me here, people. Mr. Rod, Joe, and everybody. I'm just going to ask one question here. I just want an answer to. Tell me how this illegal immigration and the amnesty and family reunification is helping the black community.
Well, none. It's nothing's helping
any of doing, us. What it is doing is shrinking the percentage of blacks in the population.
Well, that's true as far as numbers and
now,
percentages.
Now,
yeah.
For all those people that love Obama, wake up and realize that. If you're black and you love Obama, wake up and realize the truth of what is happening. You're about to become an even smaller minority in this country. And it's Obama doing it to you.
Yeah, he's evil, but I know where he's taking his orders from, and I'll try to repost that too if I can go back and find it.
If people don't know about the global elite by now, I doubt we can wake them up.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's really sad what they're doing with I think I sent these links to you guys. There was one. I think it was Jim Garrow and Gary Franchi that were doing the interview. It was 21 minutes long, talking about China and how they feel about Obama, and that they told him, well, you can't pay the debt and you can't give us your resources because the American people will fight us. So you have to disarm your populace. And that's why he's doing this.
Well, that's just a part of it all. The truth is it's the agenda, and to bring about the global agenda, mm-hmm. of Agenda 21, sustainable development, to bring that about, you have to disarm the American public, because they will never fall in line with your taking away our property and making us move into these fusion centers or whatever.
Oh, I know. I know. It's
yeah. So
you've
got to disarm us, so you'll never be able to get that done. And the truth is, I'm going to be realistic to people out there. You concentrate on guns, and you're such ignorant asses and arrogant that you have no concept that what kind of things can be utilized back if you had to fight a tyrannical government. It goes way beyond guns.
Oh, and I know.
It's just ridiculous when I sit back here. I'm telling you, I have to laugh at them. I have
yeah.
to laugh at them.
Because they
have no concept. First off, the only numbers they can spout off is registered guns. They have no concept who has guns that aren't registered.
Oh, I know. And now with all the gun training going on, it's really...
And that number is going to stagger them if they ever find it out. It's going to stagger them because it's going to be close to how many that's registered. So you're looking at 160 million people.
Right, or 120 that have them and probably 320 million actual weapons in the hands of those people.
The 120 million is what they give you for a number that's registered stuff.
Got it. Yeah.
I don't know how many people I know who's had a gun handed down to them from their father or this or that, and they may go get a hunting license, but if they're on their private land, they don't even worry about it.
Yeah. So
I talked to seven people the other day. Five of them had unregistered guns.
Yeah, I'm sure that number is huge, Bill. I would not doubt that at all. I think.
But we're also the most ingenious people, Linda.
Yep, I know.
And women, kudos to women. I mean, women have had to fight all stuff for generations, and they've developed their own little methods here and there.
Don't hear yourselves, communist agenda. That's China's doing it for a reason. They actually have no respect for President Pantload because they see that whole country sees him as a traitor. Because
here we go. You got George Soros, Obama's representative, right?
One of them.
And then you have a guy that George has to heal to named Maurice Strong. And Maurice is buried in China. He has been helping China manipulate their currency and everything else.
True. Well, you know, those guys are actually lower on the rung than you think. I believe that this goes way, way up, way higher on the food chain than that. And what I did send to Rod, I think it was, he can correct me if I'm wrong, there was an email that he sent, and I sent back to him. I said that Bill Whittle, who does many speeches all over at different tea parties and in front of different groups, he said when you go out and you put your beautiful grass to grow, and then it grows, and you go down to the store and you buy yourself a lawnmower, because you have to cut the grass, but you can't get rid of that lawnmower because that grass is going to keep growing, just like the progressives. They ain't never going away. And so we have to be ever vigilant and do not get rid of that lawnmower. That's what I'm saying. No, it's, you know, kudos to
Bill.
Well,
I've got to be honest. Right now, I don't see us. I see us going under. I see this country collapsing totally and going under.
I know it's not going to be pretty.
I don't see any. When are you going to stand up?
I know. The question was, we're implementing the agenda, so why would China want to stop us? China doesn't want to stop us. They want to take over. They want our land, our oil, our shale, our coal, our natural resources, our forests, our ports. This is what this SOB has promised to these people in lieu of the debt. And they told him, we're not coming in here and taking payment without you disarming the public. That's the whole point. And it's horrible. So, thanks, Rod.
It's playing to the global agenda.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
what
the
this
elitist.
Is.
And, it's Agenda 21, Sustainable Development coming to pass.
Well, remember,
the same time, China is not going to let go of their greed for this global community right off the bat. They're going to still be demanding payments and this and that and this and that. And Obama knew when he was borrowing the money, he couldn't pay it back.
Oh, that's impossible. And, you know, that's why I know Ron was saying yesterday, talking about the military actions, the UN Charter. Well, the UN Charter has more than, you know, just military. They have the Agenda 21. All of this stuff comes. The UN is the most evil thing.
Everything we're facing, Linda, is Agenda 21.
Oh, I know, but it...
You cannot name anything that's not tied to Agenda 21.
Thanks, Doc. I've seen that movie a couple times. In fact, it's saved somewhere in my hard drive, but yeah, I saw it a long time ago, and it's an excellent movie. But what's happening, you know, that's the history of Marx and the history of a few things, but you've got to remember this has taken them over 135 years to implement all this and get, because they're very patient, and they've been doing this incrementally like they do everything else. And they say, oh, we're just going to, you know, take away the cosmetics on these guns, or they're going to just, no. Ever since this 2012 election and now he got sworn in again, it's going to be.
He keeps making this declaration that elections have consequences. Well, let's look at elections in a different way. You lost 6 more states than you had.
That's true.
There are now 33 states led by the GOP.
Yeah,
six
I know.
More states. You lost in state battles all over.
That's
just
true.
Just very few places that you come out ahead in state-on-state battles. So I don't think it was a total declaration. Matter of fact, it's a total oddity that all these other numbers are like they are and that you somehow won.
Oh, well, he doesn't care. He squeaked in, you know, and he knew he was going to get there. He had his machine in place probably a year and a half out prior to the actual, you know, getting him out to the polls in buses, legal or not, dead or not, you know, getting him out there. So
well,
he knew.
Real. He's not a leader. He's a campaigner. That's all he knows how to do. He does not know how to lead.
No, the only thing he's doing is leading us into, you know, to tyranny because of his handlers. You know, it's time for a revolt. it'll happen.
I don't see Americans doing anything until it's too damn late.
Well,
I'll be honest with you. I don't.
I know, Bill, but
you look at your elected aren't doing crap but falling right in line with things. Marco Rubio, blow it out of your hat. He wouldn't be so supportive of illegal immigration if it was Asians.
Yeah, it's the whole hypocrisy is bad. I do believe
you let one group come up and take over the country, and instead of having an equal and fair immigration policy that had equal amounts coming from all over, you have a dominant coming from one spot.
Well, the problem here is,
and then when you look at their rules and their laws on immigration, and they had the hypocrisy of those lowlifes to attack our immigration trying to do things, and I don't see that we've done trying to do crap.
No, we haven't.
I can seal that border. If you can't, I can seal that border. I'll do it with a laser.
There you go. That's, you know, I mean, all you need to do, seriously, is you need the manpower, you need the fences, and you need to be vigilant. And the other thing you need to, I'm not talking about.
You got to make an attempt. They have never made an attempt to enforce the immigration laws. Never once have they made the attempt. Instead, they sit there like what they're wearing diapers or something. They're sure not men and doing things by reason and logic.
No. Like I said, it's part of the plan. And the problem is when you talk about, you know, being infiltrated, we've been doing this for over 40 years. They've allowed this border to be lax like this.
How do you think the numbers got so lopsided to the point that now blacks and whites are becoming a minority so fast? It's because you allowed all the illegals to keep coming and keep coming. You kept giving amnesty to anchor babies.
Right. And the other...
You 50 years worth of doing that, and you wonder why.
I know.
It wasn't by a fair immigration policy. It sure wasn't.
Well, I know. I like Doc's idea. I don't think you have to, you know, get real crazy. I think that a good... Honest to goodness, Border Patrol would work. I don't want to see people afraid to, you know, I wouldn't travel to Mexico, but, you know, that to the point like old Germany when you couldn't leave the country after Hitler took over. But
what have they got in Mexico, Linda?
drug cartels and a corrupt and poverty.
Drug cartels that the United States government armed and turned a blind eye to certain groups to get information on the other groups and lets the drugs flow through.
Of course. I do believe we have Mr. Robert on the line. Is that you, sir?
That is me.
Hey.
Howdy, Mr. Robert.
Mr. Bill Strong, how's everybody doing?
We're hanging in there.
We're hanging in there.
So,
I'm not against immigration. We do it legally. We have a million people come a year illegally. That's more than any other country. No one's even close to us.
Right.
But to continue to allow others to cut in front of the line and spit on our rules and regulations and spit on those that follow the rules and regulations is wrong. It is morally wrong.
Right. The other part of the solution, and I do believe this. Look, here in California, and this has been going on for decades, it's why we're overrun by these people. There's no jobs to be had. I couldn't even get a job at Taco Bell 6 months ago. You know,
and you're already seeing something. I noticed yesterday, Linda, in California. You're seeing Hispanics run blacks out of communities.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You're going to see the drug cartels. You're going to see the Hispanic drug cartels wipe out the blacks.
Yeah, they're going to try to wipe us out, too, but I got something in my closet that says otherwise. The other thing is what you have to do is you do the border part, right? If it was up to me, step two would just go ahead and I would just start deporting the ones that I know should be gone. And then in order to keep them from coming, you stop giving them welfare and jobs. Because when you close the bank, they won't come.
The penalties when you get caught for hiring illegals, the penalties are so small.
Oh yeah,
there should be a part of that that says whoever's running that plan, whoever's the boss, this butt goes to jail.
Yeah, I heard no pass, no nothing.
You flat out goes to jail.
I agree. I wouldn't give them fines. I wouldn't try to bankrupt them. I wouldn't, you know.
Like Bank of America. I'm sorry, but Bank of America, you're one place that I think should be torn down brick by brick and destroyed and never remembered ever.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. You know, they always talk about, oh, we're going to put stiff fines and penalties. If it was up to me, I'd sick the EPA on them.
I'd say, why the hell would I let them know I'm here, because they're going to come after me with taxes and everything else.
Exactly. No, the whole thing is going to fall on its face. And even if they had more patriating their family and coming here, you know, with the, what do you call it? Getting your family over here as well. I forget what you called it, but
in your household who's able to work and refuses to even look for work, well, then there should be a way that you could punish that person, because it's not right to make everybody else support them.
Oh yeah, that's Doc's talking about the cheap labor. Yeah, that's what they're doing it for, and of course they're all being used because they don't understand this globalism, which you and I do, and that's
It won't be cheap labor, Linda, once they legalize them.
Well,
you're going to have to come to pay scale with them.
And I know. And the other problem is there's no jobs.
We got how many million Americans out of work, and you're bringing in 20 million more illegals.
So all of us will be. This is what Obama wants, because he's evil. He's wanted to tear this country down his whole life. He wants us in huts, in poverty.
Obama will never see the destruction of this nation. Before that happens, Obama has a destiny that he will be will be happening to him, and it's not a pretty destiny. And there's nothing any man on this planet can do about it.
That's
true. He has to fulfill his destiny, and he knows what it is.
Yeah. Well,
and, you know,
I don't.
He's a fool.
Yeah, but what's our destiny, Bill?
I honestly don't believe anything will get better at this moment. It's going to continue to crumble and crumble and crumble and crumble. It'll continue to crumble until those on the left start crying out. Then when they realize that they were being used and lied to and manipulated, and they were nothing but trash. They were nothing to the people that they thought they were something to.
Bill, well, did you hear this guy? Did you hear this guy in Las Vegas today? Did you hear Obama in Las Vegas? Did you hear? You heard it?
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
After he said the word "but," I know when he said "but" after he made his intro.
The shoe dropped.
I couldn't wait to hear what he is going to have to say after the "but." And then when he said said, my chin just dropped down to my you-know-what.
Well, you heard him say family reunification, didn't you, Robert?
Huh?
Say family reunification, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Do you know what that means? See, that's the whole point people miss. And those family members will come, and then they'll be allowed to use family reunification, and more members will come.
It's ad nauseum. I know.
You can't support the people you got. And increasing by thousands, by millions and hundreds of millions, 100 million, you're going to increase things to a point that it's overflowing. And we are going to be the biggest crap hole country on the planet. Nobody will have anything. We will be a total poverty nation.
I know.
That's what Obama wanted.
That's what Obama wants.
Of course. And my answer to
break us down where we will accept a global government.
Oh, God. I have your answer, Robert. My answer to all this nonsense is live free or die. That's it. I don't care.
I followed that motto for years on the road on my bike, Linda.
Yep.
My poor cousin got put in an hospice today. I mean, yeah, she suffered. She had 3 strokes, and she's in hospice. So I mean, now people in my age group, Bill, I mean 57, 55, 56, 57, 58. For some reason, we're dying off. Our age group. I mean, this is now in a year in 13 months. This is number 6 for me.
Well, I've been going through a spell like that myself, Robert, of people in a age group there, it seemed like. And it was kind of getting to me there for a while. Let's be honest. You cannot trust anybody in the Republican or the Democrat Party, period. End of conversation.
I mean,
these people have let Monsanto poison us for generations now. People have pushed prescription drugs on us that they knew wasn't good for us.
And not to mention the chemtrails by our own military. Isn't that special?
Exactly.
Oh, my
God.
Bill,
this is a great story. This is what I heard on the news today.
Total surveillance, total control.
A kindergartner, I think it was a kindergarten school, is building using Legos, right? To build a rifle. I mean, he built a rifle with the Legos, and the school suspended this kid.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's the ridiculousness of that's just gone too far. It is going too far. There is a sickness in this nation, a sickness in this world, and it's called progressivism.
I know, it's a cancer.
It is a mental derangement.
Mhm. It's evil. Wow. I know. They're crazy.
Now it's getting to be fun that you have to suck up to these guys so you won't get in any trouble now.
If
there's a list, I'd be amazed at it. I'd be ashamed that I wouldn't be on it.
I know.
There must be a war of patriot families if he's got a beef to pick on Rush Limbaugh as much as we whine about this thing.
Well, yeah, but we don't have 20 million listeners. He does.
That's true.
And
you look, and I'm going to go off on a Tea Party here, because in this whole Tea Party situation through the last few years, the one thing that has stood dominant is the refusal to work together. For whatever reason, personal greed, personal glory, whatever. Groups don't work together. And unless you can stand together, united, you're never going to win. You're going in too many directions at one time.
That's true.
If you're disorganized, and they're keeping you disorganized, and they're keeping you in disarray, you have to focus on one issue at a time and maintain it until you defeat that issue.
Exactly.
That's why for me it was always Agenda 21, because it was everything. If I could break that down, I can stop a lot of things.
I know. This is why we're going to be doing the February 11th thing, and we have to get I'll get the word out probably tomorrow. I was trying to do downloading on the Blog Talk thing, but my computer just doesn't want to do it. So I'm going to have to I'll probably call Michael Magic tomorrow and I'll send him the links and he can get it up on the board for me, and that way I'll have my clips. So now I'll have time to get out to all my groups. I think there's like 5 or 6 groups here I can send the information on the February 11th postings that we want to do.
What are they, Linda?
Oh, this is Bill's trying to get, we're trying to go through Facebook, Twitter, all the social media we can, and all day long just keep posting all your information on Agenda 21 to get it out.
Anything you've got on it. I'm not asking you to get technical. I'm asking you to put out whatever you can find on it, anything.
Right.
Just get the agenda up there so people will start reading into the agenda. And if they start reading into it, maybe we can turn the tide. But that's how it's going to have to happen, folks.
I know.
And it's going to have to be people standing together. If you don't wake up and stand together, you quit fighting each other, and you quit fighting and going 10 different directions at one time.
Well, exactly. So, you know, what I did was there was they have these things. They're always battling here in Oceanside with our city council and the general planners and all this nonsense. And they were talking in this one article, I think it was in the Union Trib or something. And the only way you can post a comment is through the Facebook agenda, which I did. And so they were talking about, because I'd heard this before, this is like probably almost a year ago when we were I was going down there and fighting this and speaking in front of the chambers, in front of city council, about Agenda 21 and ICLEI. And so this is those words for some of these people, and most of them, the first time they'd ever heard those words, Bill. But I was that at least it was the tip of the iceberg. And then they were talking about putting a complete street or narrowing Coast Highway and putting those god awful traffic calming roundabout things in there. And then at that point, this was just the other day, I went off and I went in and I said to these people, I said, I am astounded at the ignorance of the populace of the city of Oceanside. I said, and just about every city in North County. And I said, especially the members of the city council. I said, you people have no idea what you're doing. And I said, these roundabouts and complete streets are all ICLEI. And ICLEI was formed in Germany prior to the Rio summit. I told him I was livid, Bill. I told him, I said, you will have no freedom.
And we're seeing people fight smart meters and stuff, and
yep.
How that's working out, the tax they're coming under. The truth is, people, what they want is to be able to totally survey you every second of the day. You won't have a free moment. Somebody will be watching you.
Oh, it's just, it's worse.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's worse than the Big Brother and the Minority Report.
And they just keep buying into it. And like I said, it's so easy to keep the Tea Party in disarray and going in different directions and none of them working together. And
That's
something that, Linda, you know, that we thought about this the entire time, Yo and I and you and
sure.
and Rod and Hollis and others, because, you know, how we wanted things to be with our site and how we, you know, we want to give people more freedom and to choose and stuff. And we never worried about hiding our list or anything like that, because we thought if we did it right and stuff, we wouldn't have had that problem. And we've done really well, I think. We could use more exposure. We don't push that enough, but we work on so many other sites around the country. And, you know, we're busy people.
I know.
It takes that unity. It takes being focused on issues. You can't be going in different directions on different issues and fighting and coming out ahead when you're fighting organized.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. No, you're correct. And what I'm hearing on the, you know, I'm not sure since since Zero took up his new campaign cause for the, you know, allowing the illegal aliens invaders to come. You know, he's championing this nonsense in Vegas and wherever else. And I haven't heard too much on the Hill or from that idiot about gun control, because they're probably working behind the scenes. But I have a feeling with people like Rand Paul and Michelle Bachmann and Louis Gohmert and many others, I don't think they're going to pass any legislation that violates the Second Amendment, because they know. They know exactly what some of these people.
If they pass anything, it violates the Second Amendment.
Oh, I know. What I'm saying is, I think it's
not a right that the government gave us. It's a right we were granted.
So what I'm saying is, I think it's going to die in the House. I'm pretty sure. It might even die in the Senate. And I know that Rand Paul is doing legal things to stop it.
I have a problem trusting anybody sitting in D.C. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't feel like I can trust anybody.
It's very bad.
McCain and Rubio and others that just make me ill.
Exactly.
They don't speak truth. When they don't tell those people that they're promoting what's coming for them. I wish I was a Spanish speaker. I'd go on the Spanish networks and I would talk to them about Agenda 21 and why Obama and these people are pushing this immigration thing and what they hope to accomplish with it and what the end result will be when they start depopulating the country and the world.
Oh, I know.
I can help you out with that, Bill. I speak Spanish.
Well, there we go, Robert. We got to give this stuff out there to the Spanish people and let them know why this.
They're being used.
And why no one's helping change their countries to make their countries the way they, representative of the people and working for the people and by their people instead of being exploited by people like from our government.
Yeah, and you know what's going to be written in history is, if anyone's allowed to even write about it, is those poor little Hispanics are going to say, well, first they came for the patriots, and I didn't say anything because I wasn't a patriot, and then they came for me, and there was no one left to, you know what I mean? This is what's going to happen.
Don't get me wrong. I feel for those people who had to flee their countries because of the oppressions and stuff in those countries. But coming here and demanding stuff here when you didn't have the courage to stand up and fight for it there is wrong. But as Americans, we should be looking to that as how can we help them get their countries on the right track where it's actually representative of the people of that country and looking out for the best interests of the people of that country. Oh, it's great to bring all these people here and create these jobs that you claim, but the fact is, what are you doing to those other countries?
Well, that's true, but, you know, if you go back to the original intent of the founders, they didn't want to deal with foreign entanglements, and unless we declare war on Mexico, we don't have the right to tell them what to do.
You're right.
But then Mexico doesn't have a right to tell us what to do.
Well, I get that, but we have spineless people who are marching to the tune of the globalists instead of standing up to them and kicking the UN out.
It's the Mexican people that's the problem. It's the corruption in the Mexican government and the drug cartels, which is probably tied together.
Right. Well, yeah, so are we.
The people they got no choice down there because of the situation that's created. And we helped to create that creation. Our country, our government, our elected helped create that situation in Mexico.
Yep.
We did NAFTA, and that destroyed the Mexican farmers and stuff.
Sure.
We did. We let our businesses go down there and pollute their countries. Come on.
Well,
it's our elected and those power brokers of our country that's done what's happened to Mexico.
Right, and you have places all over the world. You've got, Africa, Northern Africa, the Middle East. There's horrible situations. The genocide that's going on, it's horrendous. You've got Mexico. You've got Venezuela, North Korea. Very corrupt, evil, totalitarian regimes. We cannot go running around. And that's why, people like Judge Napolitano and Ron Paul don't believe in getting involved with all this stuff. We don't need to police the whole world. If we were a true republic, like when we were founded, Bill, everybody, and we had our they,
where's the
assimilation?
That's
the thing. What I'm saying is the people, as much as I feel sorry for them, keep them in their countries. Let's stay out of it. They'll figure it out for themselves. Back when we were first founded and when they put the Statue of Liberty, that was a beacon. And everybody, even in Europe at the time, which is hugely, communist-oriented, monarch-driven nonsense, they were like, wow, look at America. Look what's going on there. We got to model ourselves. But no, because we've become so corrupt, we're so far away from that. It's like, I mean, I could throw a rock to Jupiter easier.
Oh, yeah. We are so far off base, morally, economically, culturally, defense-wise. We are so far off base. We are watching our country be destroyed, our military be weakened, and us being invaded, and our government aiding and abetting in the invasion.
Sure.
They refused every time to actually try, never once, doing what was right and trying to enforce an immigration law. No, always catering and bending. Always catering and bending.
Bill, you know what's so sad is what the sequestration law is doing. Well, this is another thing that I got so sick that it's going to. Once the military lets go, really, now they're claiming that there won't be enough food to feed the military because of it.
Well, I'm already hearing that they're skipping some meals of the military.
Oh my God!
And that just ticks me off. It ticks me off to no end. That's the kind of leadership we have sitting in D.C. That is the abomination of Obama.
That's
charge our military for health care and stuff, but he'll give a pathway to Muslims for free.
Yeah, and the Mexicans and whomever else he decides. I mean,
he's on the path, and I guarantee you, he got paid well to destroy this nation.
Yeah, I don't know.
We should be writing down everybody who's elected who went along with this in every state. So that in the end, we can make it known who was traitors to this nation, who betrayed the American people. We want them to be known and remembered forever.
I agree. I mean, it's horrible what's been going on. Well, we know Soros is involved. I know that the shadow party, shadow government, the Clintons were involved. Valerie Jarrett was involved, Soros, and whoever else is higher on the food chain. This is, they were waiting for this guy. This is perfect. Now we can play the race card.
Well, you want to know who they are, go look at the Bilderberg group. That'll tell you who they are.
Absolutely. In fact, I got to read that later today because I want to finish that article. I mean, tomorrow's show, I got so much stuff on my show tomorrow. I don't even know how to get through it all. But, go ahead.
With everything happening day to day, like it's happening, I don't know how we keep up with things. But we got to stay focused.
Sure.
That's why we're getting hit from every side.
Yeah, they want us to be, running around frantic. Well, I'm still focusing. I know there's a meeting tomorrow after my show at Oceanside, and then we're all going to carpool to Escondido for the Thursday meeting right after Terry's show or somewhere in the middle of it. And we're fighting against certain things that are going on in our own communities and standing up in droves to say no to these things. Because if we don't, nobody will. And this is the best testing ground for us to see how much clout we can throw at them and see how,
I feel like Obama's setting up a hunting range for Muslims.
Oh, God.
To where they can hunt gays, so they can hunt gays and kill gays, and they can hunt and kill anyone who's not Muslim.
Oh, my God. So that's why he told them to bring their gay. Oh, my God. Well, does the Muslim Brotherhood that he parades through the White House know that he's not straight? Just curious.
Well, you know how that works with Muslims. They can lie and do anything, and it's okay.
God.
As long as the ends justifies the means.
Wow.
He's getting a pass?
I don't know. I don't think he's going to get that pass. Once he serves his purpose, they're going to eliminate him.
Good.
Either Islam will or the the progressives will.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's yeah, sad.
It's like Julius Caesar. It'd be his own side that does him in.
Wow.
You know who
yeah.
reminds me of, Bill? You know who he reminds me of? You know who he reminds me of? I was watching King Nero the other night.
Well,
that's who exactly he reminds me of, is King Nero.
Well, Nero was he was pretty out there, but I always liken him to Caligula.
Oh, absolutely, because that guy was stark raving mad.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He was
yeah.
the downfall of Rome.
Yep, absolutely. He was completely bonkers,
maniacal.
Yeah, he was like David Koresh on steroids, only worse.
What the. This guy can't stand to be criticized, though.
Oh no,
he just can't.
No.
You wouldn't criticize Caligula either.
Oh, you wouldn't. You wouldn't criticize Stalin or Hitler. No, not without getting a gun to your head. That's right.
Guys, I gotta take this call. I'll try to get your show tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome.
God bless. Yeah, it's unbelievable what's going on. So Robert's going off to take a phone call.
It's as Rod says, you know, when you look at it, would you, if you're the elite, would you elevate Obama, your puppet, to a higher rank?
Oh,
or
no.
Or would once you got done with your puppet, would you get rid of him?
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's the ignorance of the liberal elite. And I love it. In a way, I love it because they're not smart enough to know that once they've served their purpose, well, they can't be trusted. Everybody already knows that. You've already proven you can't be trusted. So you'll be eliminated.
The other problem is they're so far down on the food chain, but they don't think they are. And the reason that they
that's
have
true.
And
that
the
is
reason,
so true.
The reason that they get eliminated is probably because they don't want any whistleblowers, and they know where all the bodies are buried, and they're afraid of them going and warning the public. See, that's why they get eliminated. That's why Stevens got off. That's why the SEAL team
got off. I thought he already was.
Huh?
He's already something at the UN, isn't he?
Who's that?
Obama.
Oh, God, I'm sure. Yeah, he sits at
He already has a title to UN, which is totally illegal, but he's nobody does nothing.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's the whole thing. You see acts that you know are illegal and everything, and nobody does anything.
Nope.
Nobody does nothing.
Well, you know, that's why they think they're going to take our guns away. Well, they're not going to take them away without a fight. And I'm not going to advocate running around like Ruby Ridge.
I don't know that, Linda. I don't know that anymore. I don't think this country has the courage. I think we have become so programmed to just accept crap.
Well,
nobody's going to stand up, and the few that do, it'll be such a smart, quick shut up that you'll never hear nothing.
Well, I don't know, because I don't, you know, other than people like Franken Feinstein and a few others, who you know, and Upchuck Schmuck Schumer, I don't see too many liberals owning guns. I mean, in the general populace, I'm serious. I think that the majority of those
guns
you're
talking about
are in the hands of patriots.
You know that they're going around asking. You know they're going around asking our people in uniform if they will fire on the public or not.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's the one I think I sent you. I sent you a couple of them.
Right there, if that doesn't blow your mind.
It's sickening.
But I got another one for you. Now, this should really blow your minds. There's some information coming out about a little deal in Syria with chemical weapons.
I saw that.
Where it appears our side was trying to set off chemical weapons so they could set up an attack and blame it on Syria and Assad when it would have been Hillary and Obama doing it.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I mean, you know, the people that have already been, just since this clown got in, you know, the SEAL Team 6, I think that whole bin Laden raid was trumped up. I don't believe anything that comes out of the news. I don't believe anything that comes out of our government. I don't trust them. They're disgusting. And, like, the SEAL Team 6 got off because, you know, and all this nonsense,
well,
this burial at sea and all this, no photographs. Yeah, right. And
I the Benghazi deal set me off because how it was, how Clinton,
sure,
disgusting pig,
yep,
how she acted and the things how she reacted during the talk, and how the mainstream media covered it and made it look like she did so great. They never showed when she was getting her butt kicked on the floor.
Yep.
And trying to pass her off as the next great hope. That is a disaster. That is the worst disaster that could ever happen, is for a Clinton to get back into power.
Oh, I know. Oh, she's an evil Hildebeest. I can't stand
she's
that.
She's a
one.
Drunk.
Yeah, well, and she's, I think she's bi as well. I mean, they're all degenerate.
Well, I'm positive she is.
Yeah, they're so degenerate. You know, the only reason I said it before, but the only reason I had any inkling of respect for Barney Frank was at least he didn't hide it.
You got to give him. You got to give him that he didn't. But these others, they'll hide anything.
Well, yeah, you know, Rod says fake attacks. Well, they're called false flags, and we've had plenty of them in the last 50 to 70 years in this country, maybe further back than that. I mean, there's people, I've listened to people on Mike from the Hot Seat show who have done, you know, like you and I have studied Agenda 21. This guy was doing research on 9/11 like you wouldn't believe.
We know the Muslim Brotherhood's a terrorist sponsoring organization. Yet we have Muslim Brotherhood members in our Obama's administration. We have him catering to them and giving them weapons.
Well,
knowing
that
they intend to use those weapons on Israel. He damn well knows that.
Of course he does. Yeah, the whole idea with the Cloward and Piven strategy is to create as much chaos and as much destruction financially, physically, any other way, morally, whatever, as you can, all at the same time. This is what they're doing, Bill. I mean, anybody who's not awake, I feel sorry for them, sorta. I mean,
How can they be awake when they have a propaganda media that's feeding them nothing but lies and trying to make everything like everything is so perfect and so great? Lie after lie. When that all collapses, what's that media going to do then? You watch. Somehow, they're going to blame the opposite of what caused it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be Rush Limbaugh caused it all, I guess.
No, yeah, they've already come out. Idiots already come out and attacked him and Fox News and any
yeah,
conservative radio
talk. Anybody that doesn't follow our rules.
Well, here's
our way.
The thing. This is what's making everyone crazy, and I have to agree.
I don't see that I'm making anybody crazy. That's my problem, Linda. I'm not seeing people get out here and get riled up over this like they should.
I agree with you, but at least the states are doing, you know, a few of the states, like your state, I know Texas, I think it was Missouri, now Virginia, they're going full bore, protecting their states against federal gun control laws. I mean, Montana did it, like, what, a year or two ago? It's everywhere. It's widespread. There are also, I think there was like 27 states saying they will not set up Medicare exchanges with the government. They are fighting back, but I agree with you. The individuals are not, because they have their head. They don't know. I'm telling you, Bill, what they do, and I understand why they do it, but a lot of them, and I'm not talking about the drones who are just so ignorant they can't tie their own shoes, but people like people in my family, they are so busy with their lives, they rely on the mainstream media because they don't know. They've never read a book on history. They don't know our founding. They know nothing. They've probably never seen a copy of a pocket constitution in their whole born lives. And so they're unaware, and that's why I think the constant doing like we're going to do on Facebook and going and speaking, and like I do, hey, Oz, welcome to, like the meetings I go to, the blogs I put out, the newspaper things I put out, the emails to ISA. I mean, I don't pull any punches. So this is constant with me. I do this every day.
I know exactly what you mean. It's an everyday thing for me. I'm constantly out here working. Different days I'm doing different, on the different sites doing stuff. And
you're right about
I don't see the outrage that I should.
No,
too many are ignorant, and
right,
it's a self-inflicted ignorance.
Oh, I know. But that's why Ron and Mike from the Hot Seat were saying that they feel that it will take a catastrophic event for these idiots to wake up, whether it's the financial meltdown or whatever, and then it will be sort of too late. But if it goes, if the, in other words, if everything with the stock market and the monetary fund and the all everything blows up in their faces, like Bernanke and those people, Obama, even the House of Congress, none of these people have control over this. There's no way to. It's like trying to, you know, put your hands up against a tsunami, Bill. They have, and you know what? They know it. That's why they're doing what they're doing, and they're preparing themselves. But yeah, they have their own little bunkers. Oh, great, and they've got their private jets, and they don't have to go through TSA, you know. But the rest of us, they don't care about us. They haven't cared about us for 130 years. You know it.
No, they don't care about being part of the global elite, and most of our elected will never see that. I doubt very few of them do.
Right, and the thing that Ron has said, and I've picked up on, and I've been so angry lately with all this stuff. I'm like, you know what? He's right. I'm not going to comply with this anymore. I'm not going to sit silent and accept or tolerate the intolerable. I'm just not going to do it. And I told my friend who lives across the way, we're going to go Thursday to this meeting. I said, I don't care anymore. I don't care what people say about me or think about me. It doesn't matter. They can call me crazy. They can call me, oh, fringe group, whatever. Just don't put it out there. It's already bad enough. You know, because if the fringe groups will be for the first ones targeted, you know, that's the deal. I need an escape route. But, you know, I told her, I said, I'm going to tell the truth. I said, because this stuff that's going on with Agenda 21 needs to be exposed for what it is. And the truth needs to be out there, and it needs to be out there all day, every day, and as soon as possible.
If we could just get everyone to wake up and realize you're all fighting the same thing, you just don't know it.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you did, you would know that all you had to do was band together and fight Agenda 21.
Exactly.
That's all you have to do.
And this is the thing. Because
the whole issue.
I did try to explain to a couple of the people. Of course, I think it really went over their heads. I'm serious. I said, look, I said, you've got, this is just in Oceanside, and every little city's got the same situations, just slightly different because each city's different, but ICLEI's still doing their thing to them, and Agenda 21 still being perpetrated upon them. And I said, look, Morro Hills, Rancho del Oro, the Gregory Landfill, the roundabouts, the library this, the whatever that, these, stack and pack, dealing with the coaster and going along the rail quarters and things that you guys don't like, but you don't even understand why you don't like them. And I said, it's all connected to one thing. It's a master plan. And I said, every town is written by the same people. And do they listen to me? But here's the thing. They're going to keep hearing
to get people to read their county comprehensive plan is just, it's like asking them to let you pull their teeth.
with no light again.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. They just don't. Oh, it's too tedious.
No, they can't handle more than two sentences. No, I get it. It's plus you have to know what you're looking for because, you know, it's all warm and fuzzy. They're not going to be able to connect the dots until they understand the insidiousness behind it. They need to know.
That's true.
Who and what's behind it and how it started out. If you don't have the history, at least a little bit of it, and then you got to go through the meat of it, and then you got to show them what the end game looks like. See, that's the part they're not going to see because they can't think beyond yesterday, today, and tomorrow. They can't. People are not geared for that unless they're people like us.
If illegals knew that the end game was a total world population.
Yep.
Of 1 billion or less.
Who do you think they're going to take out first? It sure as hell isn't the elites and the brightest among us. No. Well, maybe they will. I don't know. But I have a feeling that, you know, it'll be the same old eugenics thing, just like Stalin and Hitler did with the gas vans. And they said, okay, anybody who's Down syndrome, anybody who's crippled, anybody who's this, anybody who's, you know. Oh, and they'll just start targeting them one by one. And if you're not going to be
anybody who doesn't want to be a total slave and won't kiss ass.
Yep. And also, exactly. And also, if you're not going to be a producer of actual goods for these elitists, you're gone.
That's it.
Yeah. And so
all your entitlement bunks are gone.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God, because they're not going to feed those people. Oh, no. No, no, no. There's
produce.
Anybody who's a non-producer is absolutely, absolutely first to go. I know that. So they don't see it. I'm trying to reach the people on a level, because the people I'm dealing with, you know, because I live in California and you know how it is. Everything's so spread out here, and everybody has a car, at least one. I try to explain to them, you don't understand. They don't want you to own property, and that includes your car. They're lying to you, trying to get you to give it up voluntarily, and then they'll take it by force.
Right.
You know, this is how it always goes. But
the food you get will be the food you're allowed to have.
Exactly. And you live where they tell you. You work where they tell you. You don't get paid very much. If you're lucky, you get paid. I mean, it's insidious. It's horrible.
And
I mean,
you won't be going out into the country, viewing the countryside. That'll be illegal. That'll be blocked.
And you will not be going surfing, and you will not be going golfing, and you will not be going anything. You're going to be confined to a cage, and you're going to be probably, you know, without the kind of electricity, because they're going to cut down they've already closed down so damn many coal-fired plants, I can't even believe it. And then, you know, you're going to be sitting around this stupid campfire that's made out of sticks and whatever, roasting rats on a stick for your – that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. And you're not going to be able to travel. The whole thing will be a catastrophic darkness holocaust like the world has never seen, and they don't understand it, Bill. It just gripes me.
Because
why
they're too content with getting handouts, Linda, and not realizing that what the end game is going to be for them handouts.
And here's the problem. I'm speaking to people who have not read what we have read. Not one teeny
and that does create a gap.
Oh,
it's a hard gap to cross in a lot of ways.
So
and trying
here.
To put things into plain language for people is even more.
Oh, my God. No, they can't understand the concept, because they look at you like you're nuts, and they go, oh, well, that can't happen here. Excuse me. Why? And their argument is, well, things have changed. We have to do this. Things, and I just...
That's exactly why they will do it here.
Oh, yeah, because they're that dumb. Yeah, they're that malleable and that easy. Yeah, I've said it before. They're doing it right now, and I'm going to – they're not going to like what I say this week if I get to go to those meetings, because I'm going. I'm going to tell them, you people are walking on the boxcars and putting the shackles on your own feet, and the train's heading to Auschwitz, and nobody even puts a gun to your head. Are you that – I mean, that's what I want to say to them. That's what I want to say in public, because if I don't wake up, Bill.
Oh, I totally understand what you're saying, Linda. You do. You want to scream at them to wake them up, but
no,
they just don't seem to. They don't want to learn, is the best way I can put it.
Yeah, it's beyond frustrating. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for joining us, Dean. We got about 25 minutes, and it's been quite a rant today, and I it's well overdue, because we need to get motivated, and like I said, I got two meetings to go.
We got to get focused, Linda. We got to get other people to focus,
regardless
of Tea Party affiliations and stuff. It's time to get past that petty stuff, and let's focus on the issue. The issue that may lead us to some kind of salvation is stopping Agenda 21, period, a sustainable development.
Well,
tear down
at least
the pillars supporting this.
And
you will tear down the pillars of the Obama.
Right. And I think that once they – if somebody gets on board that's never been on board before and they see what evil this is coming to befall us, then they will start rising up on anything that just like we do, whether it's illegal immigration, because they're going to start being able to connect the dots. And I think once that pillar is gone, then we can take the next one. You know what I mean? Then take the next one, which is what we're going to have to do. I really feel we got a heck of a job ahead of us. I mean, at least, like I told Ron a long time ago, I said, at least the Patriots back in George Washington's, they only had to fight one king. We've got so many.
Well, so many that seem to think they are.
Well, yeah. I mean,
there's a sadness us and the elected in our nation, where everybody who gets elected seems to think that that's an election that puts them above everyone else.
Exactly.
No, that makes you a servant to the other people.
Well,
a servant
that
to the other people.
It
we're not your servants.
Yeah.
You are our servant. And
that
that's where the problem has come in our elected in this nation, is they all begin to think that we are their servants and have failed to realize that they are ours.
And this has been going on for way, way too long. And we were asleep, and now we're awake. And I'm just praying we woke up in time. But I'm fearful. But I'm going to keep trying. I mean, until, you know,
well,
the give me liberty or give me death day comes, and I'll be William Wallace too. They can't take my freedom.
That's all we can do.
They can take my life, but they can't take my freedom.
I would tell people, this spring I'd be getting ready, and I'd be trying to grow me stuff wherever I could grow it, and I'd be processing it. I'd be drying it out with food dehydrator and bagging
right.
it, or I'd be canning it in jars and putting it away and stuff, because it's going to get bad.
I know. So I should get a little quick start guide for canning, because I've got my gardens ready to go. All I have to do is put my little fence up again and get the little green grasses growing in there, and I'm going to kind of retill the soil. And I've got 7 different items, and I can put stuff, you know, get stuff ready, and possibly even, you know, if I get the tomatoes going, I can make some marinara sauce and put it in special bags and freeze it, you know, whatever I need to do.
Yeah. Well, are you going to be able to have a unit to keep your stuff frozen? So that's why you got to think of canning stuff.
That's true, canning as
things,
well.
And canning and dehydrating and those kinds of things. Because it is going to get crazy. And it's all planned.
I know.
That's the sadness. This is all planned that's about to happen.
It's just evil. Yeah, we're fighting Satan. I mean, these guys.
Well,
is there any doubt that these people have sold their souls? I mean, actually,
well, there's no doubt to me that that man sitting in the White House is not even close to being a Christian. He has no concept of what being a Christian is. He is a Muslim plant.
Yes, and he's an evil one. And he's also steeped hugely into communism, which models the Muslim extremist faith anyway, you know, because...
Well, you look at it, he gets his way, or he uses bully tactics and intimidation.
He
himself couldn't do it. He himself lacks anything that would make anyone him a threat to anyone.
I think it was Glenn that found the picture of him holding a toy water pistol around the pool. It was hysterical. That's probably as far close as he's ever gotten to a gun, except for standing next to the Secret Service. The guy is such a fag. I mean, oh my God. He gives Carson Kressley a run for his money.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they think that the public doesn't realize this. And, you know, then they keep trying to put on the airs. Be honest.
That's not going to happen.
Again, Barney Frank was at least honest.
Yeah. He's probably one of the few. I know there's others, I'm sure, but...
Oh, you know it.
It's sad.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever looked at a list of the stuff that's been leveled, the list of illegals or wrongful activities of our elected? You can
not
find
lately.
A list of the 500. It talks about them. And, you know, so many's been busted for shoplifting. So many's been busted for this and that. When you get down to the end of the list, you find out they're talking about your Congress.
I've seen that one, yes.
And you're wondering, and to me, I'm wondering, how the hell do these people still hold office?
Because we haven't done anything about it yet, and you know,
and not doing some stuff about those kinds of actions, we have created their little thing about where they think the law does not exist for them.
Exactly, and the problem is, look, we know the Democrat Party is just out-and-out commies, like they're like Frank Marshall Davis, you know, clones of. And now we've got the GOP, which actually I call them the Whigs, remember that old thing, and when the singer Prince said he didn't want to be called Prince anymore, and he said, I'm the artist formerly known as Prince. Well, the Whigs is the party formerly known as the GOP, because, in fact, Glenn did a thing. It was hysterical. He had a wake with a cake and the balloons, and he said, the GOP's dead, just completely dead. And he says, I'm celebrating. He says, I'm going to eat
and
some cake.
And it's guys like John McCain that destroyed it.
Well, yeah, and Lindsey Graham, oh, my God. And now we got Marco Rubio.
John Boehner.
Oh, Boehner? Boehner, yeah, I know. Oh, God.
Who's jumping ship?
Well, if you look at Rubio, and he's out there on Hannity and everybody else saying, oh, we got to do this now. We got to do – oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And there's another one. He's not eligible to be president, but you watch him push it now.
Well,
so
yeah.
The Republican Party is just as bad as the Democrats when it comes to following rules and regulations and laws.
Sure. Well, you know, you notice that the everything that we have to do as the little peon serfs out here, like Social Security and Medicare and the Obamacare and these quote-unquote new gun regulations that are still being kind of put on the table – all of those people are exempt from all of that crap. Now, if that's not a monarchy or an oligarchy, I'd like to know what you call it. I really, because it's sure as hell a free republic.
Yeah, it's okay, we can defend ourselves and our children, but you can't defend yours.
Yeah, you know what?
It totally misconstrues what the intent of the Second Amendment's about anyway, and they keep trying to keep that confiscated. Configurated or whatever, they're trying to keep people from actually realizing that the Second Amendment is about being able to defend yourself from a tyrannical government. It has no other, that is it.
Oh, I know. Well, just like...
And that keeps getting kicked to the side. Nobody's paying attention to what the Second Amendment is actually about.
I know.
And if they did and they woke up and realized the Second Amendment is protection against exactly what's going on, a tyrannical government.
Well, here's
a government
this is
that
what
wants to
doing.
Take away your weapons so it can intimidate you
and
push you
enslave
around.
You. Yeah, and so here, yeah, exactly, and here's the problem. This is what they're doing. They use the media, and even Rubio's is out there, Hannity's out there, Obama's out there. They're perpetrating this propaganda, and they're telling lies on purpose, and they are going to repeat and repeat and repeat until it becomes a, quote, fact, or in the minds of the general populace. You know what I'm saying? Just like Hitler and Goebbels did, they are going to propaganda. They've got control of the media, and they're going to lie in perpetuity until it sticks.
Well, there's another thing. When the end comes down and everything starts crashing, that's another group of people's names we should be putting out there on a list, and everybody should know who they are. Know who they were in the media that betrayed this nation.
Well, you just go to anything. Well, okay, Fox News is like 50-50. You know, they're crazy. You've got, yeah, I mean, who's the guy? Is it Murdoch? Not in your state, but I mean the guy who owns Fox. Is that his name?
Yeah,
Rupert
Murdoch.
Something like that. Okay. This guy is probably a traitor. Everybody from ABC, CBS, NBC, PMSLSD, CNN, all the rest of them, KPBS, traitors. They are total evil in on it, and they are so
they could not tell the truth for anything.
Yeah, no, and they're being used. Well, somebody tried to explain it, and I think it was I don't remember if it was the guy from MRC Media Research Center. He said the reason that these guys, maybe it was Levin's show, they spout this stuff is, and they regurgitate it back, is they see nothing wrong with what's going on because that's what they learned in university since they were 18 years old. They've been indoctrinated so thoroughly in Marxism, they think this is perfectly fine. They think that this progressive nonsense is just the way to go. They're like, why haven't we done it before? But they don't know what the end times will be. They have no clue because nobody taught them the true history of Stalin, Lenin, and Hitler. Nobody taught them the founding. They probably got, you know, what do you call it? Sanitized versions or lied about versions. And
they got
you know
indoctrinated.
What I'm saying? Oh, my God. I mean, more indoctrinated than the people who were drinking the cyanide down in Jonestown. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. You know, if it walks like a Marxist, quacks like, it must be a Marxist. I don't know. Tell me I'm crazy.
Well, you know,
at
sometime in the future, there's going to be austerity measures hitting this nation.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way out of it.
And you know what? I think
that,
it's going to hit.
When that happens,
like,
they will blame anybody but the ones who caused it.
Right, and it's going to hit. It's going to be a sudden jolt. It's not going to be incremental, I don't think. I think it's going to hit real hard all of a sudden. When it collapses, it's going to go bang real soon, and it's not going to be easy. That's why we need to do the canning and the rest of it, and you know, the preparation for ourselves, and be very, very aware that it's going to get ugly out there in the streets. It is going to get, and we have to. This is why they. I don't care. They ain't taking my guns. If they have some kind of a warrant, I'm going to say, you can look at them. But you better arrest me because you're not taking them. You're not.
Well, if they get to that point, you're already going to be in trouble with the.
That's true.
The fact is, the whole concept of being able to take the people's guns, you're just a small fraction of the kinds of power that's out there. You're not even marketable to firepower that some of these people possess.
Right.
And that's going to be the straw that breaks the back is when they go after people that have a chance to fight back. And the media has, if anybody's out there, somehow through the internet or whatever, it'll get out that it's going on. And when that happens, that's when the big pushback will come.
Right. Well, all I can do is pray because, you know.
Well, it's sad that we got to get to this kind of situation. It's sad that we let things build to this. And what's really sad is that our population is so ignorant and uneducated and so indoctrinated that they'll believe anything the MSM tells them. Do you not understand that? What can you not figure out that when everything's pouring out as so hunky-dory to you, you got to know something's wrong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, I do agree with Ron on one point when he says, if you give them enough rope, they're going to hang themselves, and they're doing it because things are starting to come undone. And remember all of these little things that have blown up in their face. Fast and Furious blew up. The Benghazi thing blew up. He wasn't able to fulfill his release of the blind sheikh. You know, and I think
well,
God is not uninvolved in this. I think that the more that comes out, the more that keeps, you know, that we help bring about to bring the light to, because, you know, the MSM ain't got.
Well, we just had another attempt at that getting the blind sheikh free.
I heard about that. Oh my
gosh. See, you know, you got to know that they're in on this stuff.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
The weaponry. Where's the weaponry coming from? Well, I have no doubt that our administration is letting these guns walk out of Libya. These weaponry.
Well, yeah, this has been they're gun running on a huge scale, and now they're giving F-16s to Egypt. I can't, and whatever else, tanks and everything else. I know
200 tanks.
There were several
rocket-to-surface missiles.
Yeah, I think it was Gohmert and also Rand Paul who are just livid over the whole thing. There, you know, the problem with these.
Well, you look at the situation going on in Libya right now, or in Egypt right now. Look at the situation that's going on there right now, and you're handing them weapons, not knowing who's going to end up in control of them.
I know. Well, exactly. It's Fast and Furious, only on a grand scale, and it's horrible. And look, they don't care about the death and destruction. Everybody's expendable to these clowns. These guys are elitist, globalist rotters. They're just Satanists, as far as I'm concerned. And you know, like we said, they have sold out long. I mean, probably when they were teenagers, because it looks like they've had that long to get their act together and do what they're doing. It's horrible. You know, I do hold out a little hope. I know that it's going to get ugly, and I think that we're in for a huge bumpy ride. And I kind of hope we can go this summer to Georgia if you guys want to go. I just wondered your thoughts on that. I know.
I had still planned on going to Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't know what the future holds at the moment here.
Right.
In the short term of what's going on, but I'll be honest, I don't think things are going to get any better.
Yeah.
And I see the thing starting to slip away and crash. And
that we may not have
start,
not,
when that
not
start
make it hap- to
when that, well, when that starts happening, when things start collapsing, then you're probably going to get a lot of blowback across this nation. And I hope that it goes at the people that deserve it and not at the ones that don't have nothing to do with it.
I know. Absolutely. No, that's true. Well, if we're still intact and we still have a modicum of freedom left, I look forward to it. That apparently Yola said that she did talk to Hollis about 2 weeks ago or whatever. And it's not just his work. Apparently he has some family issues and things that we must pray for him on. But that he said, once we know the dates and how many people and all that stuff, he can reserve cabins at this place. It's a Lake Alatoona, which is like probably a pretty short drive from Ron's house. And this time Hollis has no excuse. He has to be there. I have to go find him and drag him. So I think that would be a great thing, just to regroup and figure out and try to and also try to,
well,
you
know,
just know, do whatever we can.
To know where we're standing.
Yeah,
in our
exactly.
Nation.
Oh, my God.
And it is a sad time, and the nation does need prayed for. But that's the problem that's went on in this nation, is people quit praying or they're letting their religion be manipulated and
true.
You know, it's we've quit believing and we've quit trusting, and
it's scary.
We're paying a price for that, but we're also paying a price because we can't wake up so many that are asleep. That if you could just
soon
wake
enough.
Them up to seeing the facts, that we wouldn't be in this position we're in.
Oh my God, because there would be a blowback that would, yeah. Then we would have a lot of liberty, because the clowns doing this to us in D.C. would be terrified. And that's what Jefferson said. You must have the government fearful of its people, or if it's the opposite, then you have tyranny. And that's what we're under.
We're under tyranny.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And this is why we have to stand up and speak. And not tolerate it anymore, and stop accepting it. You know, we can't accept this. We can't accept immoral behavior. We can't accept monarchy.
We have to wake up to the fact that we must come to terms with what has happened, and we, as a world, as a globe, we must chase down, hunt down everyone responsible for this whole thing, from the Rothschilds down. They all
must come. We're going to have a tribunal, unlike even the Nuremberg trials, and I mean part two. That's what I think, you know. And I know that's what you're talking about, and I agree. I don't know if that's possible. Whether we have to wait for God to pass judgment on them, and He will. I mean, they still can't live forever, Bill. You know, they can't.
But they keep passing it out to the next generations, and next generations are there again.
That's true.
That's what
Genghis Khan did. Yep.
Well, that's what the Rothschilds have done for a while.
I know. And the Rockefellers and all the rest
exactly.
of them.
Exactly.
And that, yeah, exactly. I know. It's pretty crazy. Well, I want to thank you for your time. I'm getting hungry, and we got about 6 minutes. I was going to take us out with a song, and I want to say, hey, Oz, so good to see you here today. We had a great audience until people kind of either had phone calls or things to do. We're going to keep fighting, Bill. We'll try to coordinate with Yola and Hollis and try to get it going. And I know it should be quite an interesting time for us. But what I need probably, if we get to get together, is just a little bit more training on, you know, thinking outside the box kind of things. And just different.
I can't find you a special book.
Okay.
But really, it's a simple thing. If you think back and just look through your house and realize how many things you can utilize as weapons.
True. Or make explosives out of. Oh, God, now I'm in trouble.
Well, you know, it goes beyond even that. There's no limit.
That's true. That's true.
You can look up on the internet. There was a kid from Ben Sims I think he was 19 years old, who created a little, using metallic mirrors, metallic, but they were mirrors, and he was
right.
using these, and he put together a weapon that would throw off a laser about the size of a dime, but
cool.
it would cut through 3 inches of steel in 6 seconds.
Wow.
And that's fast. That's
yeah.
real fast.
Good
and
deal.
That's what
yeah.
it could do to other stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's you're only limited by how far you let your mind stretch.
Exactly. And not, well, you've probably, since you were military, you think a little differently than I, and, you know, because I haven't been trained like that. In fact, I need to get my little tush down to the gun range and practice some more just to feel, you know, get that confidence back up.
You can go to a shop and buy a SEALs book, a training manual, or a Ranger's training manual.
Cool.
Something like that, and they'll give you all kinds of ideas.
Yeah.
But
sounds
yeah,
good.
You're only limited by how far you'll think.
Yeah,
and the truth is, when it comes down to it, if you're thinking that Americans are only going to fight with guns, well, you're a fool.
Exactly, I know. Well, I want to thank Oz, and I want to thank you and whoever else still listening, and we'll do a little bit of Patriots Won't Take It, and I want to say God bless to you guys, and just keep praying, keep fighting, do the blogs, get it out there, go to the meetings, stand up in front of the public, in front of the mayors, and tell them, you know?
Be like I do, just walk out in the middle of a crowd and start talking.
You know what I'm thinking about doing is if it gets really bad and I want to wake them up, I'm going to put the top down on my car and get a bullhorn and go up and down the street and say, listen to me.
Hey, if that's what it takes.
I know.
Have a good night, Linda, and God bless.
Thank you. Good night. God bless.
God bless Robert and Oz.
Quantity and no quality will be